Introduction.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to TSKB's 2022 year-end financial results webcast. Our presentation will start momentarily and will be followed by the Q&A session. Today's speaker will be Ms. Meral Murathan, Executive Vice President responsible for Financial Institutions and Investor Relations, Development Finance Institutions, Treasury, Loan Monitoring, and Corporate Communications Departments. Meral, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mehmet Bey. Good evening to all. Thank you very much for your interest tonight, for your investor meeting and presentation. On behalf of TSKB, I would like to welcome you again to our webcast and financial year-end results conference call and webcast. We are very much pleased to announce TSKB's stellar fourth quarter performance, which is driven by our successful strategic and prudent asset management, as well as the bank's capacity to generate core banking income growth in line with the year-end guidance. Now, allow me to briefly touch upon the main highlights of this period. Our asset quality remained intact with no new inflows to Stage 2 or Stage 3. NPL ratio went down to 2.9% as of year-end. And as a reflection of our prudent approach, we have become one of the banks with the highest coverage ratios among the banking industry in Turkey. That being said, total coverage ratio further improved by 50 basis points to 6.8% compared to the last quarter, making the total expansion throughout the year almost 200 basis points. Please note that there has been no deterioration in the loan book, which we will mention in detail in a couple of minutes when we move on to the asset quality slides. Free provisions, which reached to 900 million Turkish lira in total with 180 million Turkish lira set aside during the very last quarter, will be a strong buffer supporting the bank's resilience going forward for this year too. Bank's liquidity remained to be robust with FX LCR indicating 322 basis points, with nearly $280 million of new DFI funding agreements. Total DFI funding that is obtained in last year reached almost to $650 million. These new funds will be dispersed to projects linked to circular economy and climate mitigation, in line with our Sustainable Development Bank mission and our long-term UN SDG-related lending targets. Taking into consideration other funds received, including FI-driven funds, basically, the total figure surpassed $750 million worth. To continue, despite our prudent stance to expand coverage ratios and free provision reserves further, we have delivered a return on equity of 41.1%. When adjusted by free provisions set aside in 2022, our ROE goes up to 44.7%. Our net interest margin went north to 6.9%, well above the guided figure, and indicating approximately 45 basis points of rise with the contribution of both widened loan spreads and the increasing yields of securities portfolio, including CPI linkers income. We managed our securities portfolio composition strategically by adding new CPI linkers for the redeemed amounts in the existing quarter and future redemptions. We would like to note that regarding the recent macroprudential precautions, we have neither been in a position to purchase additional securities to manage the obligations, nor exposed to rising funding costs given our differentiated business model. And we continued with our investment lending focus. Our reorganization and capacity investments in the scope of investment banking and advisory services for the last 2 years have already started to pay off, as we've been discussing so far. Besides, the coverage scope has expanded too. As a result, fees and commissions income supported our core banking revenues with 124%. On a year-on-year increase. Income contribution from participations also continued to contribute to the bottom line. To continue, our bank's strong capital build is driven by sustained internal income generation capacity and healthy asset quality. Without BRSA's temporary measurements, our CAR and Tier 1 ratio reached to 17.9% and 16.7% respectively as of year-end. Our stellar financial performance is beyond our guidance figures. With respect to the profitability, efficiency, solvency, and asset quality metrics, we have overbeaten our budget estimations. We have been continuing our operations in line with our policy role supporting sustainable development. Regarding our lending activities, last quarter was quite vibrant with 3% of currency-adjusted quarterly increase in the loan book. The total new cash loan disbursements reached almost $1.5 billion in last year and mainly focused on climate mitigation and adaptation, as well as inclusiveness. In overall, we have completed the year with 6% contraction, which is in line with the industry, where the figure is actually quite noticeable. With efficient liquidity in place and further DFI loan agreements to come, we are expecting a moderate loan growth for this year. We will extend new loans to support transition to low carbon economy with respect to climate mitigation and adaptation, including circular economy investments in alignment with our UN SDG focus. Banks' elevated loan spreads and proactively managed securities portfolio have further strengthened the profitability metrics, which are above the guidance level. Our annualized NIM marked approximately 45 basis points of expansion quarter on quarter to reach 6.9%, excluding the currency impact on trading income. For this year to go, we expect contraction of NIM to be limited to 190 basis points, driven by lower CPI linker yields, adjusted by the CPI expectations, as we will sustain our loan spreads, staying less prone to the negative impact, potential negative impacts of macroprudential measures. We have also overbeaten our ambitious growth targets related to the investment banking and advisory fee income contribution, in line with our medium to long-term strategy. We are glad to say that our reorganization and capacity investments for the last 2 years has been saying paying off. The annual increase in this figure was 124% on an annual basis. And despite reaching a high base for the last year, we have set another ambitious target of around 100% of increase for this year. Therefore, we envisage the fees and commissions income contribution to stay strong going forward while expanding our clients' outreach and also the scope of our products. With the stellar performance, we have delivered an ROE of 41.1% in the last quarter. When adjusted by the pre-provision set aside last year, our ROE goes to almost 45%. And for this year to go, we are targeting a ROE of 35% levels, given our resilient balance sheet management and income generation capacity. Our OPEX growth surpassing announced inflation level is driven by expenses of digital and data tools expanding due to the accumulated currency impact, as well as HR expenses. Our 2023 year-end budget figure is again going around 90% levels due to the mainly HR expenses. With this increase, our cost-to-income ratio, which pointed to 6.6% by last year-end, is expected to stay below 13% for this year. This level has been a historical average figure for the bank during the past years too. Our ongoing strong capital build continued in this quarter too. Capital adequacy ratio and Tier 1 ratio are 17.9 and 16.7% respectively. To remind, the depreciation in the basket currency for the whole year have reached to the levels of 37%. It is important to note again that while the depreciation has an instant impact on the solvency ratios, it is supported also by the further boost in the profitability of the bank. Our distinguished, well-established business model results in consistent income generation capacity. For this year to go, our estimated CAR and Tier 1 ratio for the year-end figures are around 17 and 16 percentage levels, respectively, and excluding BRSA's temporary measures to note. Please note that well-preserved asset quality and significantly provisioned loan book, as well as the free provisions, reserves in place, we'll be able to continue to support our capital going forward. Our asset quality remains robust thanks to bank's differentiating loan appraisal skills and preferred selective stance. We had no change in the loan classifications during the quarter. In addition, NPL ratio went down to 2.9%. We would also like to remind that we have neither sold nor written off or down any NPLs during the year. For 2023, we expect to maintain the successful asset quality performance. There can be upside reversals driven by transfers from stage 2 to stage 1 and from stage 3 to stage 2 in 2023. That way, we expect around 2.5% of NPL ratio for 2023. We have been increasing loan provisions, as we've been saying, since the beginning of the year, giving our strong prudent and profitability stance. Stage 2 coverage was elevated to 26.9% from 18.7%, and Stage 3 coverage went up to 92% from 53.9% compared to 2021. Having maintained strong coverage of the Stage 1 loans, total loan coverage ratio reached to 6.8%, excluding free provisions. With extra 180 million Turkish lira free provisions set aside in the last quarter, fourth quarter, total stock reached to 900 million Turkish lira. As a result, our net cost of risk, including currency impact as of the year end, is 329 basis points. When currency impact is adjusted, our cost of risk is marking 200 basis points. Going forward, we expect to see normalization in cost of risk, and our year-end guidance is around 100 basis points. When considered front-loaded provisioning and extra free provisions, there will be a buffer for our resilience in 2023 too. Following two slides are related to our outstanding profitability. Strong top-line income generation continued throughout the year with the expansion in the core revenues by successful management of the assets. Our business model enabled us to avoid the negative impact of macroprudential measures relative to the industry. And net banking income almost tripled on an annual basis, reaching to 7.2 billion Turkish lira. And quarterly net banking income was sustained too. Strong contribution from CPI linkers continued. In the top right graph, you can see the comparison between evolution of quarterly net banking income and provisions set aside during the same period. We have taken advantage of the strong revenues to expand our provisioning levels further. Overall, we posted a quarterly net profit of 1.4 billion Turkish lira with 26% surge on quarter-on-quarter basis. And the figure is on a cumulated and year-on-year basis is almost quadrupled. Our ROE reached to 41.1% in the last quarter of the year when free provisions that were set aside during the year are adjusted. ROE rises up to almost 45% to remind. On this page, you can see the main highlights of our income statement. Strategic and proactive management of assets and liabilities reflects itself into strong NII generation with 154% year-on-year increase. Trading line was up by 107% annually, given the currency impact emanating from our long valuation and position gains. Contribution from net fees and commissions was quite robust during the year, and commissions income was elevated by 124% on an annual basis. Other income, mainly emanating from NPL collections, has depicted a 67% year-on-year increase. As a result, stellar performance reflected itself with 144% of annual surge in the banking income. And OPEX growth, mostly driven by HR expenses, is up by 90% on a year-on-year basis. To note, as we've been hedging all of the Stage 2 and Stage 3 FX provisions, currency impact in the bottom line was limited. Therefore, the increase in the provisioning expense is mainly driven from the significant rise in coverage ratios within this quarter. For the whole year, following the increase in the expected credit loss, currency impact still appeared as an important factor, lifting the net cost of risk by 123 basis points. Income contribution from our participations continued to support the revenues. Besides the successful and sustainable performance of our participations, the outstanding quarterly surge is driven by the revaluations of the real estate investment trust portfolio. Based on the strong performance throughout the year, we have posted a net income of 1,411 billion with a 272% year-on-year and 26% quarter-on-quarter increase. Our funding profile continued to be resilient and does not deviate on a quarterly basis thanks to our long-standing, sound and viable collaboration with FIs and DFIs. Let me also underline that the ESG-aligned funding constitutes approximately 80% of our total funding structure. During the year, we have signed two, during the last quarter, we have signed two new loan agreements, one with AIB and the other one with Agence France-Développement, totaling up to, for the whole year, almost $654 million of new multilateral funding. Additionally, $600 million worth of non-withdrawn DFI funding is available to the bank in various teams for the sustainable development of Turkey. Given these loans, our support to sustainable and green projects will continue in the coming year as usual. As a reminder, we had maintained the rollover of our sustainability-linked syndicated loan with an amount of $110 million with the contribution of 8 international banks from different regions globally. Our strong liquidity position is well reflected by the FX-LCR ratio, which is 322 by the year end 2022. The maturity profile of our external debt is in the long term predominantly. We would like to note that the maturity of the DFI funding, accounting for nearly 70% of non-equity liabilities, has maturities of over 5 years, mostly whereas the loan portfolio's average maturity is 5 years. To reiterate, actually, non-equity, the DFI funding's maturities are actually at around 12 years, whereas the loan portfolio's average maturity is 5 years. The loan redemptions are well distributed as well. Moreover, we have additional limits from FIs and DFIs, as well as available instrumental funding lines with CBRT. In addition to that, banks' cash management is closely monitored by the committee management during the weekly asset liability meetings, and we are comfortable with the bank's liquidity position. Last but not least, we have engagement with DFIs for further lines to contribute to the to be signed to contribute to the country's climate risk mitigation efforts. Moving to our resilient asset composition, in line with the bank's business model, loan portfolio remained to have the highest share in the total assets with nearly 70%, of which investment loans accounts for 72% of the total portfolio. Our total assets has increased to 115.6 billion Turkish lira from 108.3 billion Turkish lira when compared to compared in quarter and quarter figures. The total loans has increased to 80.3 billion Turkish lira as of the third quarter. Loan disbursements are mainly in the foreign currency by 90%, where we have also continued to extend Turkish lira loans to our clients. During the last quarter of the year, share of Turkish lira loans increased slightly to 10% in alignment with the market dynamics, where 90.6% of them is in investment loans. To reiterate, average maturity of the loan portfolio is 5 years. When we look at the composition of our loan portfolio, investment loans has the highest share with 72%, where working capital loans have 22% share, of which nearly 7% is DFI-linked working capital loans. We will keep our contribution to UN SDGs by way of supporting green transition and inclusiveness investments of our clients in line with our long-term targets. To remind, we aim to keep the ratio of SDG-linked loans at 90% and climate and environment-focused SDG-linked loans at 60% in the total portfolio. The audited results are respectively hovering around 91% and 60%. To continue with the details of our loan book, electricity generation continues to have the largest share in our loan portfolio, as that has been the case for substantial time, with 39%. 91% of the electricity generation is in renewable energy loans, with 82% under feed-in tariff mechanism, equaling to 39% of the total loan. Finance sector has 10.4% share in the total loans portfolio, where majority of these loans are classified as Apex loans, which is attributable to our development banking role. The rest of our loan portfolio is evenly distributed without any concentration on a single sector, as you may see from the bar graph. We continue to focus on the SDG impact of our lending and analyze our loan portfolio. We convey the impact of almost all of the SDGs by our lending activities, where 7 of them stands out the most. We would like to state that, again, almost 90% of our loan book continues to be SDG linked, depending on our SDG mapping utilization tool, in line with our 2030 targets, and these figures are audited. Our strategic focus for the rest of the year will continue to target transition to zero carbon economy, circular economy, as well as inclusiveness to provide support for a more resilient economy. This will bring up projects under climate mitigation and adaptation perspective in the areas of renewable energy, energy efficiency, resource efficiency, enabling industries, e-mobility, and water storage system developments. The bank shall continue to focus on impact-generating projects in both FX and Turkish lira loans. Moving on to the asset quality, in the last quarter of 2022, we have continued to enhance our asset quality with the solid positive developments regarding loan classifications and further expansion in the coverage ratios. We closed the period with no transition to stage 2 or stage 3 loans, and NPL ratio has gone down to 2.9 from 3.1. The share of stage 2 loans also came down to 12.3% in the last quarter from 12.6%, both in line with our projected year-end figures. We have continued to increase stage 2 and stage 3 loan coverages in the last quarter too. The coverage ratio for stage 2 loans has further increased to 26.9%, and that of the stage 3 loans reached to 92%, which are well above the industry averages. That also shows our prudent stance, and our profitability continues to support our conservative provisioning strategy too. In line with these developments, total loan coverage ratio increased to 6.8% from 6.3%. When hard collaterals are taken into consideration on the top of the provisions, bank's total NPL coverage climbs up to 187% and stage two coverage to 115%. Given the elevating valuations of the collaterals driven by the inflationary backdrop, the hard collateral ratio of the stage 2 climbed up to 88% from 75%, whereas stage 3s went up to 95% from 90% compared to the previous quarter. We would also like to remind bank's collection performance has been going well, and that the figure has been nearly at levels of 85%. We have set aside additional 180 million Turkish lira pre-provisions during the last quarter. For the whole year, the figure add up to 900 million Turkish lira in total. As we have always acted in a prudent manner, arising the pre-provisions from 440 million Turkish lira at the last quarter of 2021 to 900 million Turkish lira by the year-end of 2022. Our cost of risk is mainly attributable to the enhanced provisioning in Stage 2 and Stage 3 loans, as well as the currency impact. Excluding the currency impact, bank's net cost of risk is at around 200 basis points as of the last quarter, which is in line with our 2022 year-end guidance too. Last but not least, we do not foresee an adverse change on the bank's loan portfolio in the coming period. On the contrary, we would expect upside shifts where the reversals in provisioning could contribute further to the capital, bank's capital profitability and loan growth. Next slide depicts our position on the securities portfolio. Bank's well-positioned securities portfolio continues to be an important contributor to the banking income generation. As of the year-end, the total securities portfolio of the bank has reached to almost 23 billion Turkish lira with new purchases, and the ratio of the securities book in the total assets continued to be around 20% levels, of which FX securities has been at a level of nearly 60%. In line with our business model, being a non-deposit taking institution and having an FX-weighted long-term asset composition, impacts of temporary regulatory changes are relatively lower for TSKB. Therefore, we did manage not to add additional fixed rate securities higher than 5 years, and going forward, we would aim to manage our position accordingly. In Turkish lira, redemptions were replaced with mainly CPI linkers and higher yielded fixed income securities, including a smaller extent through private sector bonds, which is visible in the yield performance shown in the bottom right graph too. Our total CPI linker volume has reached to nearly 6.5 billion Turkish lira, and its share has increased to nearly 70% of the Turkish lira securities portfolio from 58% compared to the last year. For the valuation of our CPI linkers portfolio on an October to October CPI data is 85.5%. With this almost 5% revaluation, total additional income from CPI linkers has reached to 1.5 billion for Turkish lira for the whole year. To note, each 1% increase in CPI has an additional circa 26 million Turkish lira impact on the net profit. Regarding the cash flow management of the bank has utilized its extra FX liquidity in Central Bank Republic of Turkey swap markets and achieved a contribution in its NII through money market transactions. In 2023, we shall monitor the markets closely and invest our liquidity in the opportunistic levels, while mainly targeting the loan growth. In this slide, we will share the evolution of the increasing trend in net interest margin performance. In the fourth quarter, annualized NIM rose by 45% and reached to almost 7% with the increase in the core NIM, thanks to the widened loan spreads. CPI impact has remained stable and with the previous quarter and as the linkers in the portfolio that has been proactively managed. This quarter, our core spread expansion is mainly attributable to increase in the share of Turkish lira loan book and spreads. As a reminder, as a non-deposit taking institution, our Turkish lira funding cost is in consistency with the policy rate beside the relatively manageable impact by the reserve requirement obligations. As already mentioned in the previous slide, with the October to October CPI data of 85.5%, an additional 1.5 billion Turkish lira revenue was generated from CPI linkers, which resulted in a total CPI revenue of 3 billion Turkish lira for the whole year of 2022. Our net interest margin forecast for the year and 2022 was to be over 6% levels, which we have surpassed strongly at 6.9%, with a small upward revision in the CPI valuation for the last quarter and maintaining our strong core spread. This slide depicts bank's resilient solvency metrics. In the last quarter of the year, the bank's solvency ratios further improved by more than 200 basis points. Our Tier 1 ratio is 16.7% and capital adequacy is at 17.9%, excluding the BRSA's temporary forbearances. The reported Tier 1 ratio and CAR are 21.3% and 22.4% respectively. If we adjust the stock amount of $900 million worth of free provisions, our capital adequacy ratio would be 18.8% and Tier 1 to be 16.7%. Despite the expected risk-weighted assets increase due to the loan growth, we are aiming to keep Tier 1 and capital adequacy ratio around 16% and 17% respectively in 2023, thanks to our sustainable internal capital generation capacity, which is driven by our strong profitability as well. Since our business model is negligibly affected by regulations and interest rate changes relatively to our peers in the industry, we expect to maintain our resilience in 2023 too. With the intact asset quality, front-loaded provisions, and strong performance, the bank's solvency ratio will remain solid and robust, while this could bring up acceleration potential in our profitability through reversals too. Coming to the end of our presentation, we would like to conclude our presentation with an update on the sustainability developments and future strategic agenda of the bank. With the signatory of the Net Zero Banking Alliance, we committed to aligning our loan and investment portfolio with zero emission targets by 2050. One of the targeted theme we will be transition to low carbon economy for the next years, and we will support our clients with our three main business plans. We have submitted our long-term emission reduction target due to our operational activities to the Science-Based Target Initiative, and we are hoping to get the approval in the coming months. To note, at the end of 2021, we included financed emissions in the emissions calculations and verification processes, and we will continue the scope 3 emission measurements with a carbon intensive sector focus too. Stakeholder engagement, as a different area perhaps, which nourishes our strategy too, is at the heart of our value creation model. We recently updated our stakeholder and materiality analysis with the double materiality concept, which enables us to give importance not just to the financial impact, but also to our ESG impact on the world. Our 2021 integrated annual report includes WEF stakeholder capitalism metrics too. We became, and to note again, one of the two early adopters from Turkish banking sector of the new UNGC Communication on Progress report. We will continue to follow global developments and enrich our integrated report each year. We completed the year in line with our sustainable finance targets. As of year end 2022, the ratio of the SDG-linked and climate and environment-focused SDG-linked loans are 91% and 60% respectively. These are in line with our long-term targets. In addition, since 2021, $2.2 billion worth of SDG financing provided on a cumulative basis. So our medium to long-term targets actually by 2030, we have realized so far nearly 30% of this long-term target. Awarded as a bank We have been succeeding one of the best sustainable practices in Turkey. Our bank received international awards for human capital management, and it's in integrated annual report too. Last but not least, we have updated our ESG risk rating score with Sustainalytics recently. And with the updated 7.9 ESG risk rating score, we evaluated as exposed to the negligible ESG risks, the lowest in its risk rating category. This score placed us the first in Turkey and 12th among the international development banks and 15th among the global banking sector. Also, very recently, we published our CDP climate change score, and we have been evaluated at the leadership level. Our efforts on the climate risks and opportunities will continue thanks to our internal capacity, our learning curve from our stakeholders and colleagues, and long-lasting relations with the pioneering institutions. Thank you very much. This ends our presentation.
And we will now move on to the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please click on the raise hand icon and we will unmute your microphone, or you can alternatively send your questions via the chat box as well. We have two written questions in the Q&A box. The first one is from Eren Karaca. Do you expect regulatory changes in the near future, and do they affect you differently from deposit banks?
Due to the bank's differentiated business model, The regulatory effect for our bank is negligible and will be limited in the near future, according to our estimations.
And we have two other questions from Sadrettin Bacı. The first one is, thanks for the presentation. Given the current drought in Turkey, do you foresee any threat on loans to HPPs?
Sure. Actually, we've been running consistent analysis for our energy portfolio, as we are saying, talking about our renewable energy portfolio. Currently, in our renewable energy portfolio, the levels of HPPs are at around 22 to 23% levels, and this has been decreasing for the past years, for the last 7 years, considering these climate risks as well. And on the current stress testing, we do not foresee an unmanageable or threatful situation in terms of repayment positionings of our clients. Thank you.
And the second question from Sadrettin Bey is, I missed at the beginning of the presentation when we were talking about the NIM guidance. Would you please discuss it if you do not mind? Thanks.
Thanks for the question. Our net interest margin guidance is to keep it above 5% level. The CPI linkers will continue to be supportive in 2023, as well as maintaining our robust core spreads.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, you can also click on the raise hand icon and we can unmute your microphone, or you can send your questions from the Q&A box as well. We have another written question about the solvency ratios of the bank. I missed the solvency part of the presentation. Could you please elaborate more on your ratios?
Our capital adequacy ratio and tier one ratio adjusted with the free provision stock is 18.8% and 17.6% respectively. So it would be a buffer both for our solvency and for our profitability in the future.
And we have another question. All banks are guiding very high rate of OPEX growth. I can understand for deposit banks to some extent, but your guidance is high too. Why is it that high on your side?
Well, actually, this is mainly related with the human resources, human capital, actually expenditures, and also the FX-linked services that we've been obtaining from other sources. But mainly, this is a consequence of the base effect. Most of the human capital expenditures have been realized by the end of the year. So throughout the year, when it's annualized, it's the base effect is still lower. So that explains our situation. Thank you.
We have another question regarding the bank's plan to dividend payout.
Thank you very much for the question. As you know, this is going to be a process with the BRSA's approval. That being said, for TSKB, considering the invisibilities and certain uncertainties for this year, and also taking into consideration of our positive growth scenario, we might be in a position and we might not choose to pay the dividends. Thank you.
It seems we don't have any other questions, so we would like to thank every one of you for your participation and wish you a nice evening. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.